Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $300 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right, Serge, you ready to play?
Yes, I am, Anna.
All right, let's do this. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Serge.
Raven is walking out of here. That door is going to close, and he's not going to be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, ask him the same questions, and whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number one, Ice Cube says he lost out on a $9 million acting role after his refusal to get the COVID vaccine. Ice Cube played the role of Captain Dixon in what 2012 cop action comedy, starring alongside Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill?
21 Jump Street.
Number two, Rolling Stone ranked the 100 best TV theme songs of all time. Jefferson's is at number one, followed by a tie between The Brady Bunch and the one that starts with Just Sit Right Back and You'll Hear a tale of a fateful trip. What show is that?
That is Gilligan's Island.
Number three, fans of Al Roker took to social media to wish him well after a health scare, and he had to miss his first Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in over 20 years. Al Roker is the co-host of what NBC talk show?
Today's show.
Number four, Wednesday Addams is the new spinoff on Netflix of the Addams Family. Wednesday attends a boarding school called Nevermore, and she brings her dismembered hand servant. What's it called?
I think it's just called Hand.
And number five, Prince William and Kate are headed to the U.S. for the first time in 8 years for the Earthshot Awards. It'll be held in the U.S. city that has Faneuil Hall and Fenway Park. What city is that?
That'll be Boston, Massachusetts.
All right. Not bad, Serge. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay. 4 out of 5 for Serge. You did really well.
Pretty impressive, man. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Ice Cube says he lost out on a $9 million acting role over his refusal to get the COVID vaccine. He played the role of Captain Dixon in what 2012 cop action comedy starring alongside Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill?
It's the 21 Jump Street series.
Yes. Yeah. Number two, Rolling Stone ranked the 100 best TV theme songs of all time. The Jeffersons was at number one, followed by a tie between The Brady Bunch and the one that starts with Just Sit Right Back and You'll Hear a tale of a fateful trip. What show is that?
It's Gilligan's Island.
Yes. Number three, fans of Al Roker took to social media to wish him well after a health scare, and he had to miss his first Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in over 20 years.
Yeah.
Al Roker is the co-host of what NBC talk show?
Oh, gosh, there's just two big ones, right? So it's either Good Morning America or the Today Show. I'm just going to go with Good Morning America.
No, Today.
Okay.
Number four, Wednesday Addams is the new spinoff on Netflix of the Addams Family. Wednesday attends a boarding school called Nevermore. She brings her dismembered hand servant. What's it called?
Oh, this money might be yours. Is it? Is it it?
No, it's Thing.
Yeah, Thing.
Oh, congratulations, Serge. You just won $300.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Ooh, that was awesome. That was so good. That was so good. It was so good.
I'm glad you're excited.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to play again. Don't worry. Not you and I, Serge, but I'm going to play again. But congratulations. All right, question 5.
All right, Prince William and Kate are headed to the U.S. for the first time in 8 years for the Earthshot Awards. It'll be held in the U.S. city that is Faneuil Hall and Fenway Park. What city is that?
It's Boston.
All right, it doesn't matter, though, Serge, because you beat Raven 4-3 today. Enjoyed that $300.
Oh, it's Serge, and I just beat Raven.
Good game, man. I'm wearing a Can't Beat Raven shirt, too.
Right. Well, you know what?
You too.
It should say Serge beat Raven.
Oh,
that's what
yeah,
it should say.
Yeah.